hour number three in studio tonight. It is not Mark and Ian. They are in Texas. It is Daryl.
The wise janitor, Jenny Reed.
I have no clue what that was right there. That was supposed to be Johnny Ray introducing himself. And you just sounded so Randy when you did that.
Very good, Daryl. But like I said so many times before, that part of my life is over now.
Yes. And for people that have absolutely no clue what I'm talking about, Johnny was in a play not too long ago. And he played a character named Randy, and so I've just started calling Johnny Randy occasionally. I think it's funny.
You think it's funny because as Randy, I got weak in the knees and collapsed because I was overwhelmed with emotion for Chad.
Yes. And, you know, you just don't strike me as that kind of guy, so it's funny to think about.
With this particular ensemble, Daryl, with this particular acting company, I've sort of been typecast as a bicurious.
You might actually be. Maybe it's one of those things like how the Italian guys always get typecast as the mob hit guy in the movies, and then you later find out that the actor gets arrested for some mob-like activities.
Oh.
So maybe it's one of those things of art imitating life.
We should talk about that later alone after the show's over.
No, I think that, you know, if it's to be talked about, it should be talked about publicly, but we're not going to do that tonight. I have an article here that I find very interesting. It's 16 qualities of highly sensitive people. But before we get to that article, Nathan is calling in on Skype to username lrn.fm. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Johnny Ray.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's on your mind?
Well, if you're listening to the Sunday show, I called in about fixing those little keyless entry systems that people sometimes use. And as luck would have it, my computer mouse broke the next day.
Wait, and how does a computer mouse have anything to do with a keyless entry system into a house?
Because the same problem was in both of them. The button only worked intermittently, and the same solution worked by some, random act of fate or something like that.
So for the people that were not listening to the Sunday show, what was the solution to the keyless entry?
The solution was for the intermittent button to paste a little bit of aluminum foil so that it would definitely connect the little contacts that had worn off. But in a mouse, there are no contacts. It's just a little piece of plastic that pushes a little actuator. So you could paste anything on it, duct tape or scotch tape or something like that. And if you use one or two little pieces, it's enough to, push the little spring and get the button working again. I thought that was an interesting coincidence.
News you can use.
Indeed.
Yes.
And it's also been a real great show, guys. I love the discussion about culpability and, people's responsibility. And that's Godwin's law, Daryl, when someone brings up Hitler or Nazis in a discussion.
Yeah, I thought that it was, and then I thought for a second that Godwin's law may have been the one about the bad money driving out good. I forget what the name of that one is.
That's Gresham's law.
Yeah, Godwin, Gresham. You know, they both start with a G and end with one of those other letters that kind of is the same.
Well, related to that, there's an interesting story. Kinsella, if you guys remember him, he's been having this debate online with Sean Gabb about limited liability. And an interesting story came up in one of their posts about this doctrine of respondeat superior, which is a Latin phrase. It means let the master answer, and refers to an employee being held responsible for his actions when acting in the course of his employment.
Interesting.
It's a story from the 1800s, and it's some kind of, I guess, English common law case. Joel was struck by a horse and cart, and the driver was the agent of Morrison. But the driver was on Morrison's business and had momentarily detoured to visit a friend when he struck Joel on a different street than the one he had been assigned to ride. And Morrison argued he was not liable for the injuries because his agent had strayed off the road that he had designated.
So what was the ultimate outcome?
The ultimate verdict was that Morrison was responsible because the driver was about his master's business, as opposed to if he'd stolen the carriage or if it had been lent to someone else, then the driver would be responsible. But since he was not on a frolic, which I guess is the legal term, when you completely go off on your own, completely unrelated to your master's business,
right?
He was found, the employer, Morrison, was found liable. So I thought that was an interesting little story.
Yeah, definitely interesting. And I really like going back and finding out the cases behind a lot of the common law that has turned into written statute and written law. Johnny, is that anything that you ever do? Do you even care how certain laws came about?
No, not really. When I think about these kinds of things, the law never comes into my mind or the genesis of it or anything like that. It would probably help if it did, because the law comes about from consideration, you know, much consideration of these things. So that would probably be helpful to me, but I always just think of it in terms of, you know, what I've already got going on in my head.
Right.
I really like them because they personalize these kind of obscure legal battles, like, you know, the way Derek J. always brings up Baker's Green Acres when talking about food rights and things.
Yes.
Like when you're talking about the people, it dramatizes the events and kind of makes it easier to understand. Like we could have an abstract argument about agents and principles and things like that. But when you put it in terms of, well, Joel was struck by this cart and Morrison had hired the driver and so on, it kind of makes it easier to grasp like the reasoning behind these decisions.
Yeah, and one reason that I really like knowing the history behind things is because growing up, because I said so was never a good enough reason for me. So with these laws of, well, this is the law. Why is it the law? Because we said so. That's not a good enough reason for me. I want to know what the thought process was behind coming up with, you know, whatever the regulation is. If it's that I must wear a seatbelt, or if you carry the whole thing of government can tell you what to do for your own safety, then all corners in your house must be rounded. You must have a seatbelt on your toilet, and you must wear one of these safety helmets at all times because you might fall to hurt yourself. Well,
yeah, the interesting thing about that is that most people don't even know the law. You know, Ian's always pointing this out, how, you know, people say you should obey the law, ignorance is no excuse, and so on. But most people on the street don't even know what the law is.
Exactly. And as Mark has pointed out numerous times, there's more laws than what one could read in four lifetimes, so there's no way to know what the law is.
Yeah, and I think one purpose of the law is simply for there to be some giant catalog that they can look in and find a crime to pin on you when they want you, for whatever reason that they want you for. They need to have a large body of law that is malleable and that they can use to their own purposes so that they can just get you.
Nathan, anything to add?
No, just another reason I like to go into the case history is sometimes you find out that what people believe about the law is actually wrong. Like that whole, like with the tax protesters and Irwin Schiff, when the 16th Amendment was passed, it was actually irregularly passed and not, you know, correctly ratified. And most people don't even know that.
Right. And it really doesn't matter one way or the other, because the powers that be are going to act as if it was passed within the rules. So it doesn't really matter that it wasn't ratified properly. Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Take over the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want, whether it's taking apart your mouth, internet trolls, or preventing a Hitler type from somehow being responsible for 85 million deaths without the use of the state. You can literally call in about anything. 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And I've got a news story here that I hinted to 16 qualities of highly sensitive people. But before we get to that, I want to make sure that I tell you about BuzzBox Coffee. Help Free Talk Live reach our goal of providing 100 microloans to entrepreneurs around the world. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Your first pound of coffee from BuzzBox is free. You do pay shipping, but the first pound costs you nothing other than shipping. You sign up. It's sort of a coffee club, but you sign up for how often you want the coffee. If you want it weekly, if you want it every 2 weeks, or every month, but when you go there, you're helping provide microloans to people that are running their own businesses around the world. Coffee.freetalklive.com. So, Johnny, what do you think about highly sensitive people? When that comes to, when you hear that phrase, what do you think?
I think about how people have called me sensitive as I've grown up.
What would you say are some of the qualities that those people have?
Well, for me, it was a real high sensitivity to criticism, real or perceived. I would get offended, and I wouldn't necessarily act out or, you know, bristle, obviously, to whoever I thought was slighting me, but maybe I would get a little, what's it called, passive-aggressive about it or something stupid. And then sometimes after weeks of thought about it, I would realize that I was just being silly the whole time.
So someone over at the Huffington Post came up with a list of, they're calling it 16 habits, but I don't think that habit is the right term here. It's more or less qualities, 16 qualities of highly sensitive people. Number one, they feel more deeply. One of the hallmark characteristics of highly sensitive people is the ability to feel more deeply than their less sensitive peers. Ted Zaff, who is a PhD and author of the book The Highly Sensitive Person's Survival Guide, says they like to process things on a deep level. They're very intuitive and go very deep inside to try to figure things out.
Yeah, that reminds me of me a little bit. I think that's part of what has made me a libertarian anarchist, because I would constantly, I grew up as a patriotic young Republican, but the fundamental concept of taxation and paying for the military, paying for anything, but, you know, there were some things that I agreed with, like paying for the military, and some of those ideas never sat well with me, and I would just constantly worry them over in my mind, and eventually I came to what I thought was, libertarianism as a coherent philosophy to address my concerns.
They are more emotionally reactive, and this is one that you hit on. People who are highly sensitive will react more in a situation. For instance, they will have more empathy and feel more concern for a friend's problems. They may also have more concern about how another person may be reacting in the face of a negative event.
Yeah, I'd like to identify with that. Well, one thing that strikes me about this article is that it is kind of like one of those things, sort of like horoscopes, where if you think they're talking about you, then you see yourself in it.
Right. And I definitely see myself in several of these. Number three, you're probably used to hearing, don't take things so personally, or why are you so sensitive? Depending on the culture, sensitivity can be perceived as either an asset or a negative trait. And I would say that here in the United States, at least in the Anglo-centric culture that we have. It's definitely seen as a negative. In some of his research, Zeph explains that highly sensitive men he interviewed from other countries, such as Thailand and India, were never or rarely ever teased, while highly sensitive men interviewed from North America were frequently or always teased. So a lot of it is very cultural. The same person who is told, oh, you're too sensitive in one culture is considered an asset in another.
I have nothing to add to that, Daryl.
They prefer to exercise alone.
Now, I can get on board with this because I like to run. And I don't know if that's because I'm sensitive or it's because that's something that you can do alone and you don't need other people to do it. But I have kind of been on the lookout for a workout partner because I've had success in the past sticking to weightlifting programs when I had somebody, you know, who was going in on it with me and I was responsible to them.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I don't like to run. And part of that is because running is kind of boring to me. But at the same time, I also have knee problems. So running is not good for my knees.
Uh-huh.
It hurts a lot. But I would definitely work out more if I did have sort of an accountability buddy, if you will. So what they say here is that highly sensitive people may tend to avoid sports where there's a sense that everyone is watching their every move. In his research, Zeph says the majority of highly sensitive people he interviewed preferred individual sports like bicycling, running, or hiking. However, this is not a blanket rule. There are some highly sensitive people who may have had parents who provided an understanding and supportive environment that would make it easier for them to participate in group sports.
I kind of want to go off on a tangent here, and I'm going to because I just introduced it, although maybe I shouldn't. Child rearing. When I was growing up, Daryl, my father, he was an athlete growing up, and my oldest brothers were athletes, and they loved it. And I was pushed into it, and I never wanted to do it. I think it was, I've definitely gained from it, but sometimes I wonder if I would have been better off doing things that I was really more passionate about.
I actually played several sports in high school, so this one doesn't really fit me. Find out the rest on this list, qualities of highly sensitive people. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're heading down the home stretch of the final hour of Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it is not Ian and Mark. It is Daryl
and Johnny Ray.
And we're talking about the 16 quality, well, not the 16. There are certainly more than 16 qualities of any person or group of people, but we're talking about 16 qualities of highly sensitive people. The first four we have gone through is that they feel more deeply, they are more emotionally reactive, they probably get tired of hearing, don't take things so personally, they prefer to exercise alone, and as was pointed out, these are not blanket rules, it's generalities, if you will. Generalizations of people that have been studied that are considered to be highly sensitive. And so far, it appears that most of these describe me and Johnny. Number five on the list, it takes longer to make decisions. Highly sensitive people are more aware of subtleties and details that could make decisions harder to make. Even if there is no right or wrong decision, it's impossible to choose a wrong flavor of ice cream, but highly sensitive people still tend to take longer to make that decision.
Daryl, this reminds me of a couple of things. Number one, I feel like this does apply to me. Now, I've recognized that. Some point in my life, I recognized that decision-making was tough for me, and that I needed to consider the time, and I needed to consider that decisions have to be made sometimes. So even if I wasn't sure about something, I would make a decision. And that also reminds me of something from my days in the Marine Corps. They told us, you know, sometimes you have to make a decision. A lot of times, the wrong decision is better than making no decision at all making a decision too late.
No decision is a decision.
Right.
You're deciding not to act.
And then it also reminds me of a story. This is unrelated to the previous concept I was talking about, that I think I heard on NPR probably last year, maybe the year before. It was a story about a man. They were talking about the rational part of your brain versus the emotional part of your brain. And there was a story about a man whose brain had been injured in such a way that maybe the limbic system or some part of his brain that played a big role in informing his emotional life had been damaged, and it affected his decision-making process because he was now so calculating and so rational about things. He was constantly analyzing every decision, and he didn't have that emotional kick to move him one way or the other.
So here's one thing that I noticed that happens to me quite a bit. If I'm going to a restaurant that I've never been to before, then I'll sit down and start looking at the menu, and I'll notice several things that appeal to me,
right?
And the waitress or waiter will come over. So, is everybody ready to order? I don't really know what I want yet, but everybody else will, yeah, I'm ready to order. All right, so take everybody else's order, and then I'll order last. I'll make up my mind while everybody else is ordering.
Sure.
And so then it sort of forces me to make a decision. And a lot of times I will go with sort of the first thing that appealed to me. But then sometimes somebody will order something, and it might be something I didn't notice on the menu. I'll be like, oh, I like that. So I'll go with what he had. So I can be indecisive at times, because I don't want to make the wrong decision. Let's just say that we go to a restaurant and they've got chicken or steak as their two main entree meals.
Steak.
Generally, I would go with steak.
Problem solved.
But I would ask the waitress, what kind of steak? Because I'm very picky about my steak. I don't like T-bones because bones get in the way of me eating my food. So I might add, what kind of steak? And then if they tell me a cut that I'm not really fond of, all right, give me the chicken. And then if the chicken isn't how I was imagining in my mind, I would be beating myself up all night because I made the wrong decision for what I ate for supper.
Sure.
So this brings us to number six, that highly sensitive people are more upset if they make a wrong or a bad decision. That emotion is amplified because the emotional reactivity is higher. Highly sensitive people are the first one to notice details in a room, and the new shoes that you're wearing or a change in weather.
All that to say that, number seven, they're extremely detail-oriented.
Yeah, somehow I skipped over seeing the big bolded words and just read what was up under the picture here in the middle and somehow thought that it was still connected to number six.
Yeah, now I am detail-oriented when I can drag myself, when I can get myself to do something.
I tend to be detail-oriented, but then when I hurry up to try to get done with something, I overlook things. Number eight, not all highly sensitive people are introverts. Would you consider yourself to be an introvert or an extrovert?
This is like the duality of man right here. I can bring up evidence to support both sides.
I've taken several of the personality tests, and I'm very close on each. So I would say that I am an introvert with extrovert tendencies.
I think I'm an introvert who recognizes that you need to be an extrovert sometimes.
Highly sensitive people work well in team environments. And this is because highly sensitive people are such deep thinkers. They make valuable workers and members of teams. However, they may be well suited for positions in teams where they don't have to make the final decision. Number 10, they're more prone to anxiety or depression, but only if they've had a lot of past negative experiences.
I get depressed. I construct dark fantasies, but luckily I've never gone through with them, and I don't think I ever will.
Number 11, and this is one that definitely describes me, and I would say more so over the last 2.5 years. And the reason I say over the last 2.5 years is because that's how long I've had this permanent headache due to multiple concussions. That annoying sound is more annoying to highly sensitive people.
I feel like I am a little more... I've got a thicker skin for that sort of thing.
And well, one thing that I've noticed upon reading up about post-concussion syndrome is that irritability is a side effect or a symptom of post-concussion syndrome.
Hmm.
So people who have had multiple head injuries are more... I guess more prone to being irritated by minor things that they find as annoying.
Yeah.
I call them my pet peeves, and Mark likes to say that I have so many peeves that I have a petting farm.
Hilarious.
Number 12, violent movies are the worst. And this is because highly sensitive people are so prone to empathy and more easily overstimulated that horror films are not their cup of tea.
Yep, that's me. When I was a kid, I'm not proud of saying it, but I couldn't watch Thriller, the music video.
They cry more easily, have above-average manners, and number 15, the effects of criticism are especially amplified. Let's touch on that one before we get to the game of the week.
Very good.
Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running. I can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. There's still time for your thoughts in the remaining now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But before we get to your calls, if anyone does call in, and before we get to the final two things on the list of 16 qualities of highly sensitive people, I want to tell you about something that I am very excited about. MyBTC.cc. I want you to imagine, Johnny, being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe and bitcoin is removed from your wallet. This makes bitcoin just as easy to use as money in the meat space world. This technology would be pretty awesome, right?
Yes, I'd
agree. It would be worth investing in, right?
Definitely.
You can go see the Indiegogo campaign right now at mybtc.cc. That's mybtc.cc. So the list here of 16 qualities of highly sensitive people. We're on number 15 right now, and this is one that I definitely want to touch on. The effects of criticism are especially amplified in highly sensitive people. Highly sensitive people have reactions to criticism that are more intense than less sensitive people. As a result, they may employ certain tactics to avoid said criticism, including people-pleasing, so that there is no longer anything to criticize, criticizing themselves first, and avoiding the source of criticism altogether. People say something negative, and a non-highly sensitive person can say whatever, and it doesn't affect them. But a highly sensitive person would feel it much more deeply.
I think, speaking for myself, that I identify with this in such that it is part of me and it's a natural inclination, but I think that to where I feel it's a negative part of me, I have worked to change it. I try to use criticism that I get to, you know, improve my performance and my production.
And I think a lot of it has to do with who the criticism comes from.
Sure.
If the criticism comes from someone that you consider a friend, you're going to take that to heart much more than if it's some random person saying, "Hey, Johnny, you suck."
Yes, Daryl. Yeah, for sure. When the people that you care about and the people that you respect are giving you some criticism, then it definitely means more to you.
And I find myself doing the one thing that it mentioned here, criticizing myself before someone else can criticize me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's in any way related to this, because it's definitely not mentioned, but a lot of times if I have, you know, something big coming up, and a lot of people, they'll go into it expecting a positive outcome. I will prepare myself for a negative outcome. That way, if I do have a positive outcome, then I'm more excited and I'm not let down.
Yeah, what's that old saying? Expect the worst and enjoy the best, or something like that?
Prepare for the best, expect the worst.
No. But you get the idea,
yeah.
Dear listeners.
And number 16, cubicles good, open office plans bad. And I've never really had a desk job, so I have nothing to say or to comment on this.
No, nor have I, but they do go in to talk about being in the grocery store, I think. And, I'm not seeing it here now, but
highly sensitive people may prefer solo work environments, it says. Creating flexible work schedules. And highly sensitive people might enjoy working in a cubicle where they have more privacy and less noise than in an open office plan. So I don't see anything about grocery store. That might have been somewhere further up if we skipped over it.
Yeah, it could be. But it was... It has something to do with your awareness of other people. When I'm in the grocery store and I have a shopping cart, I don't park it on the other side of the aisle facing some display to where there's this little bottleneck between where people have to go through.
Right.
And when I'm in a busy place, I always try to be aware of my environment so that I'm simply not getting in people's way. And it's just part of, I don't know, some humility or something. I don't want to get in people's way, and I want to sort of make myself small so that other people can go about their own life unhindered.
Well, that sort of goes back to the one about trying to please people so that you don't then get criticized.
Uh-huh.
So overall, I would say that this is a very well-written article, and I probably identify with 14 or 15 of these.
I'm just willing to go along with that the authors and did some good research here, and that their research means something to them, and it's illuminating about these HSPs, or highly sensitive people. But a lot of it I identified with it, and some of it I didn't, and I don't know if it's just, like I was saying before, the horoscope thing. How you read
right.
something and you identify with it because you're trying to for some reason.
So Johnny, this is a very popular segment, what we're about to get to, and I've actually had, I think, two people request to make sure that we included this. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week.
Right.
And it's funny because we actually started playing the same game this week.
Yeah, we both of us.
And I'm not really a gamer, and I just happened to have stumbled across this game.
I was thinking about that today, Daryl. I think you are a gamer. I often see you playing these crappy browser-based games. I just think you have a really bad taste when it comes to games, so they don't make much of an impact on you.
Well, I don't play them that often. You'll see me occasionally, like, you know, once a month or once every couple of weeks, play a game.
Yeah, the last thing I saw you playing, besides what we're about to talk about, which has got some mass appeal and is made by a well-regarded publisher, developer, the last game
Dolphin
I saw you
Olympics.
Playing was that dolphin thing where
That's addictive. You make the dolphin jump. Who doesn't like dolphins, and who doesn't like jumping to Mars?
I didn't like it one bit.
Because you were horrible at it.
That's
so,
part of it.
Johnny, the game of the week this week, Game of Thrones Ascent.
Right.
What did you think of the game?
I am not going to be playing it probably anymore besides the little bit that I played today. And that's unfair. Could be a great game. I've only had an incidental exposure to it. But it is a browser-based game where you are taking on the role of a noble in the Game of Thrones universe.
Westeros.
Thank you, Westeros. Did you say Westeros?
I think I did.
Okay.
Westeros.
Yeah. And you make decisions about things, and you'll make a decision, and then there will be some time attendant to that decision where you're waiting for that event to culminate.
And it's real time. That's the thing that I don't like about this, is it is real time.
Ah, but Daryl, you can avoid that by sending Armor Games money so that you can buy little items that speed up the process.
And I don't want to send money to speed up a video game.
I don't want to send money to speed up this video game.
I don't want to spend money to speed up any video game.
This Game of Thrones Ascent is, I think there's lots of joy in here to be had for the Game of Thrones enthusiast. It seemed like, well, first of all, the music, they had the licensed music from the show, and that music is a fantastic tune.
Yes.
So that's got a lot of appeal right there. But it was just sort of a device to get you to stare at their website and wait for the seconds to tick off so that you could take your next action.
I think that the game could be very good. Right now, it's just okay.
By the way, I was going for new ways and family.
Yes.
Rather than old ways and realm.
This is Free Talk Live. Catch Ian and Mark tomorrow from Texas. Online in the meantime.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.